Well, good morning, my friends. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru, and thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you may have been just listening to the other guys and just left the radio on. But, you know, if you did specifically tune in to this radio show just to learn something about cars and such, then I appreciate it very much. I have been here in my office perusing all of the information coming over through all my feeds. You know, those are, well, everything from emails that I get from Ford, from Nissan, from the auto industry itself, from friends and other people that I know that are in the business that send me emails and, you know, just provide information. I get a lot of emails from you and text messages and stuff like that for assistance that may be needed in terms of a car question, truck question, SUV, service, buying, selling, trading. That's what we do. That's what Abby and I do. Abby's not here today. She's out gallivanting around. Well, not gallivanting. She's out running around trying to solve a problem with our computer system at Gateway. It's not that it's down or anything like that. It's just that we are paying for things that we are not using. They're called applications. And when you buy a software program to run a car dealership, there's about, I'm going to say, 8 or 10 different vendors for that. The biggest one is called Reynolds & Reynolds. The CEO of that company was indicted for tax fraud. I think he defrauded the government out of about $2 billion. And he was not one of my favorite people because of, I don't know, just the arrogance of the way they deal with dealers. It's almost once you sign a contract with them, they got you. And there's no flexibility. But now that he's got an ankle bracelet on, I understand that there is some flexibility with them. So hopefully Abby is going to be able to work this out for us where we can actually get some applications, different, I guess, components of their offerings that will actually benefit us rather than things that we are not using. But when it comes to running a car dealership, you have to be able to have a computer vendor that can communicate with the factories and can basically manage the very complicated bookkeeping process of a car dealership. And it's not that there's that much more money flowing through a car dealership than flows through, you know, a Walmart or a grocery store or something like that. We do big dollar transactions, as you know. But it is, we're running 5-6 businesses under one roof, and there is a lot of regulations, basically, tax-related and business-related regulations that we have to abide by. And, you know, everything from keeping your documents safe once you provide us with your personal information to buy a car, to making sure that we have everything in place in case we ever get audited, not only by the IRS, but by, you know, the manufacturers that we represent. They often do perform audits in terms of incentives. They want to make sure that when a dealer advertises a rebate, or a manufacturer does, that the customer actually ends up with it. And there are some dealers that actually will not disclose factory incentives that are meant for the consumer, and they will just keep it for profit. And it's one of the things, one of the reasons that you need to do a little research, dig a little deeper as far as incentives when you're speccing out a car. Let's say you go to, I don't know, Honda's website. It's probably a bad example. Let's say a Chevrolet website to build a new Silverado. And don't know why you do that. You should be building a Ford. But if you did want to build a Silverado, just kidding, then you would spec it out. You would get all the options that you want on it. And then you would see what incentives apply. Well, a lot of people just stop at the vehicle, at the specs. You know, they get an MSRP and stuff, and they don't dig in and see what the incentives are. So if you don't know what they are and you run into a dealership that, you know, they do some unscrupulous things, then you could actually lose some money that should be coming to you. That's sad, though. You know, I'm sorry that happens to folks, that they get taken advantage of because they're not paying attention or they don't know what to look for. I know some dealers right now that are in the Tri-Cities, not many, but there are a few that are playing some serious games. And serious games in that it costs consumers money because they rely on ignorance. Now, there's, you know, the way I look at ignorance is just ignorance is not knowing. It's not the same as stupidity. I'm ignorant. Just ask my brother. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how to make a pound cake, you know, so I'm ignorant of that. There's lots of things my wife can do that I'm ignorant of. So, you know, I don't look at ignorance as a derogatory term. Maybe you do, and I apologize. But this is, you know, people not knowing, and they're doing a big financial transaction, whether it's buying a house or buying a car or buying a piece of land or whatever. You have to go in with your eyes open and all of your senses working, and also with some good advice from people who know what they're talking about and can keep you from making a mistake. You know, one of the common things that we see in the car business is the presence of a quarterback. Now, a quarterback, you know, you think about what a quarterback is in the NFL. He's running things, right? Pretty much, I mean, the coach is over there calling the plays, but it's really in the hands of the quarterback. And so the quarterback has 10 other guys that he is directing the efforts to and basically calling the plays. Well, that's a quarterback is something that we have in the car business. I guess it's the person that comes along with the person who's actually buying the car. And the reason he's there is, or she is there, is because they have experience. And so you may have used a quarterback, somebody, a good friend or a relative or something that goes with you to buy a car because they've done it more times than you have. And the problem with that is I have seen quarterbacks that were of no help, you know, because they had probably less knowledge. They were just more there for support, moral support. And you don't need moral support when you're buying a car. You need somebody who knows what they're talking about, or you need to know what you're talking about. Now, I mean, most people listening to this radio show are not amateurs when it comes to buying cars. You probably bought 5, 6, 10, 15 cars in your lifetime. What you have to keep in mind is the average salesperson or sales or dealership that you've are dealing with meets up with thousands of people like you every year. So they have a lot more experience, and they have a lot more knowledge. You arm yourself with that information by knowing what the value of your trade-in is before you go in, knowing what interest rate, what your credit's like, you know, before you go in, knowing basically what you want to buy, what your non-negotiables are as far as options, you know, like sunroof or four-wheel drive or whatever, and then basically understanding what the incentives and rebates are. What do you qualify for? Most people come in with, you know, out of those four things, they'll come in armed with two of them, and the other they don't know. Probably the most important one is knowing what you're financially capable of doing, what your credit's like. I had a customer come in the other day. He said, "My credit's awful. I can't buy anything. I probably need to be at a buy here, pay here lot." Well, we pulled his credit, and his credit was decent, and he ended up leaving here in a new vehicle. People just don't know. I've also had folks say, "Well, I don't want you to pull my credit." Well, how come? We need to be able to coach you and help you on this. And they say, "Well, I'm just afraid what the result will be." I said, "Well, wouldn't it be better for you to know?" And finally, they agreed to let us pull their credit. Their credit was not that bad either. Matter of fact, it was over 700, which is really good. So, you know, but these are factors that you need to know and be prepared for before you go in, and it's easy to fall prey if you don't have all the ammunition. You know, before you go shopping, if you want to give me a call, that's fine. If you want to, if you're thinking about buying something that I don't sell, you know, it won't hurt my feelings much. But you can, you know, you can easily pick up the phone, dial 423-552-2020, and I might be able to give you a little bit of information that will help. Whether you're buying a Honda, Toyota, Mitsubishi, or Porsche, or whatever. And then I might be able to save you some money with all the dealer connections that I have. Now, I'm a busy guy. I do have my own car dealership to run. But I do have this program, and I've been doing it for 20-plus years. And I actually got to have lunch with Bill Mead the other day. You remember Bill? If you've listened to this radio show for a long time, he and I have done thousands, literally, of My Car Guru shows together. And when the pandemic hit, I started doing a lot of them with Tim. Tim Cable. And, of course, you know, Tim passed away from COVID. And so Bill and I got together and shared some laughs and some tears, and we were able to reconnect because lately I've just been doing the show by myself. And I know that's odd. It may seem different. It's odd for me, for sure, because I'm just not used to sitting in a room by myself talking to a microphone. But I really look at it as if you all are kind of out there and listening and smiling and cheering me on or cussing me, one or the other. But I do appreciate your presence, and hopefully that we provide something of value here for you, maybe if not just a little entertainment. We'll take our first break and be back here in just a minute. Okay, I'm back. You know, before I go any further, I want to recognize a guy that I met a couple months ago, and he is I guess he's the director of the art department at Tusculum University. He used to be Tusculum College, but I don't know, somehow they graduated to a university. But Bill Bledsoe, you may have heard that name before. I know he's kind of a fixture in East Tennessee, but I never knew him until one day he called me, and he had something he wanted me to see. So basically, I just said, well, Bill, what have you got? And he said, well, his art department had created a trim package, basically, a striping package that would be used to enhance the appearance of a Ford Mustang. And that they had worked on this project for some long period of time, and they were ready to present it to me. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. Come on down. So we arranged for a time. Now, folks, I was a little skeptical because I'm thinking, okay, college students deciding a striping package. Now, when I'm talking about a trim package, I'm talking about, you know, just like maybe a Mustang would have twin hood stripes, you know, like racing stripes, or a stripe on the side. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, pinstriping was a really big thing, and we just don't do that much anymore. But now I've noticed that, like on the new Ford Bronco, also F-150, there's several stripe packages. The Mustang has several. So I'm just thinking, okay, I've got some college students designing a striping package. My expectations were low. I was wrong. I was dead wrong. Bill Bledsoe came in, and he presented me with this book that they had put together. I mean, it looked like Eastman had put it together, like a big corporation, beautiful artwork that he and his students had put together. They had drawn Mustangs. They had drawn the stripe packages. They had all kinds of copy to support. You know, when I say copy, I mean words, typewritten words, descriptive paragraphs about the packages and what they were intended to do. And I'm telling you, you know, if that's what's going on at Tusculum University, that's good stuff. Because, you know, art is not just stuff you hang on walls. And most of you realize that, agree with me. There's nothing, to me, there's a few things more artistic than a car. I mean, the design and everything is all done in an artist studio, in an artist's hand, you know, with these car designers and stuff. They draw them on computers now. They don't use as much pen and paper, I'm sure. And they still use clay modeling. But what they did was amazing. And so we proceeded with our conversation. He said, do you have a Mustang that we could possibly use as our prototype? And I said, you betcha. I've got a 2018, which is very similar to, or just like the current body style that we have. He said, that'll be perfect. So I gave them that car. Didn't give it to him. I loaned it to him, so that they could use that as their prototype. So they're working with a company in Jonesboro, which is equally impressive, called Foster Signs. You may be familiar with them. But, I've driven past, you know, there where 81 crosses 11E, not Interstate 81, but, you know, Highway 81. They're in Jonesboro, and I've driven past and seen that Foster sign there for many, many years and never stopped there. I always used either Snyder signs in Johnson City or Advantage signs in Greenville. And so I loaned him this vehicle, and he calls me one day and said, okay, we're ready to show. Now, a lot of time elapsed, granted, but anyway, they were ready to present the vehicle and show it to me. So I went up to Foster Signs. They just moved into a new facility. Amazing, incredible architecture. I mean, they took you can't do much more and make it look better as far as a metal building is concerned. They did a fabulous job. So I go in there and they open the door and I'm looking at this car and I said, Wow, that is phenomenal. You know, my expectations were low, and they far exceeded my expectations in terms of the quality of the striping package, just the design. You know how sometimes you can design something on paper, and when you put it on, like in reality, like maybe, I don't know, a house, a porch, you know, a new deck, sometimes it just doesn't look in proportion. You know what I'm saying? This was perfect. And, of course, he told me they had replaced, there's this stripe that's shaped like a C, a backwards C, and that goes on the door and goes up across the fender. And he said they took, I think he said 15 different tries before they got it to where it looked right. Now, Bill is a perfectionist, obviously. But, you know, so this is a package that basically they developed through the university that will be stamped out and sold as a package that can actually be shipped to another dealer, to an individual. They could sell them online and stuff like that. But this is something that I plan on using from now on Mustangs. Not every Mustang. You know, of course, I won't put it on a Shelby or probably a GT. I might put it on a GT Mustang. I don't know. But it makes a base car look like a show car, and it's that good. Some of the stripes across the bottom are actually fake carbon fiber or carbon fiber look, and I love the way carbon fiber looks on a car. And they nailed it as far as making a tape look like carbon fiber. And so beyond this, after this meeting, I said, this is so good, I've got to do something with this with Ford. So I notified Ford Motor Company through my regional manager in Cincinnati. And he's a good friend of mine and car lover, and, you know, outside of the car business. And he said, well, just send me what you're talking about. And he called me back. He said, wow, that's really good. I'm going to put you in touch with the people who develop Mustangs in Dearborn and with Ford. So I got a call yesterday from a guy with Ford Motorsports and connected with him. They are going to promote this thing all over the world in terms of their website presence for Ford Motorsports and for all of the Mustang clubs and everything. They're going to push this out. Now, what I want to make sure of is that the university and Bill Bledsoe get the credit for this, and I think there's a financial benefit to them as well, that they will be able to reap some good rewards from this. I don't want anything out of it. I just want to be able to sell it, you know, to be able to put it on Mustangs. And if it can benefit Tusculum University and the art department at Tusculum, then I'm all for it. But I will post some pictures. I've got pictures on my Facebook page, and I encourage folks to send a friend request to it's Lenny Terry Lawson. It's really Tara, but it's spelled T-E-R-R-I. And I'll be glad to accept you. And then we can become Facebook friends, and you can see a lot of this stuff. Or you can just go to Gateway Ford's website. If you don't want to be my friend, you can go. I won't hurt my feelings. You can go to Gateway Ford Nissan's Facebook page, and I'll post them there as well. But if you own a Mustang and you want to make it look special, I think the package, now this may sound expensive to you, okay, but anywhere from $1,500 to $1,900. But it takes 2 days to do it. There's a lot of tape. It involves a new grill. It involves new tires, white letter tires. I mean, it's a really complete package, and nobody will have one like your Mustang. So this is the kind of cool stuff that I like to see colleges and universities do. You know, you think in an art department you learn about Picasso, Rembrandt, you know, people like that, learn how to recognize paintings and, you know, paint a lot of weird-looking stuff. But no, they're actually doing positive applications that can help people, you know, down the road if they decide to get into an automotive career and work for General Motors or Ford or somebody like that. So I thought that was really cool. So William Bledsoe, I give you a shout out. You are a jewel in what you've done with this Tusculum University program. I'm very proud of you and all your students. So we'll take our last break and be back in just a minute. You know, despite all of the difficulty that we've had in the car business with product and getting product and all the changes, this is an exciting time to be a car dealer with all the new stuff that's coming out, all the electrification. I'm still not a big fan of electric vehicles, and I would buy one. I wouldn't want to buy it and plan on it being my only vehicle because of the travel and having to worry about charging stations. We're just not there yet. But if all I ever did was drive around Upper East Tennessee and maybe go to Knoxville and places like that, I'd buy an electric vehicle. It wouldn't be a Tesla, just because I'm not a big fan of the company, although a lot of people disagree with me. I'd buy the Ford Mach-E in a heartbeat. I mean, I just think it's a great vehicle. I put probably 3,000 miles on it while we had it as a demo unit before we sold it. And, you know, my only concern is jumping into it to go to Hilton Head, you know, to take a trip and what the charging situation is going to be. And that's going to be the concern for everybody. But anyway, the new Ford Maverick, the little truck, is we've got one that's due in any day now. And you may have seen one. I don't know if any of the other Ford dealers in the Tri-Cities area has gotten a Maverick, but I think it's going to be a really big seller. I mean, you're talking about a small truck that starts, and it'll be our lowest price vehicle that we sell as a Ford dealer. It starts at $19,995. And it's four doors. It's a hybrid. It gets 40 miles per gallon in the city, 40 on the highway. It's got a 4.5-foot bed. I just think that's going to be something people want. And you're going to say, well, Lenny, what about a trunk? I need a trunk. Well, just put a bed cover on it, and you got a big trunk. And it's lockable, too. There's going to be a lot of accessories for all of these, but it's just not Ford. It's everybody's got some exciting new products. Ford has just really made this big commitment to electrification, building plants in Tennessee. That means a lot to me. Also, you know, they eliminated a lot of their bad-selling cars. Not bad cars, but just they weren't selling very well, like the Taurus. And the Focus was selling okay, but there was just no reason to have it anymore because everybody wants to buy crossovers and SUVs and trucks. So Ford, you know, pulled the plug and said, okay, the only car we're going to sell is a Mustang, like it or not. And so, but it's the strategy is really working very well. So anyway, lots of exciting stuff going on, and we'll be here to talk about it more tomorrow. We'll see you then.